Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast. If you'd like to see this live and join us in the chat, mornings, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Otherwise, it's just a few clips and highlights from the stream put in a podcast format so you can listen to this at your convenience. Hit the like button, share it with friends, and leave a nice comment. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy. All right, you guys. So today, since we're, this is morning motivation for those of you who don't know, anybody who's here for the first time, literally wake up just to talk for a little bit, maybe discuss an idea. This whole week, I prepared five quotes, and I figured we'd just talk about the quotes and what they mean or whatever, and just try to kind of, I don't know, get some motivation. I've been kicking things into a little bit of a higher gear, so I've been trying to keep myself going at that high gear, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I gotta look at little motivating things, little things that are that tell me keep going and this and that. So I figured that's what morning motivation is for, just to discuss ideas and give everyone a chance to interpret, maybe at least this one, giving people a chance to interpret what they think these things mean, so that we can then attack whatever it is that we need to attack, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. People, I'm happy this morning. Good, Lacey. I'm glad to see you're happy. Yes, I'm back. Yes, brother. Deep fried potato. All right, let's see here. Let me, Nicholas, what's up, dude? The quote that I had for today, a quote that I pulled aside for today is, if you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to things or people. Now, it's funny that this is the quote, because just yesterday we're playing Escape from Tarkov with a few of my friends, and one of them goes, man, I need a goal or something. I need a goal or something to attach my, you know, attach my life to, something to go for. I guess he was feeling like he was just kind of going through the motions of every day. Just kind of going through the motions. And I think it's easy to get stuck in that sometimes, you know? Very inspirational quote. Thanks, Nick. But yeah, it's really easy to get stuck in a monotonous, or stuck in the motions of the day. You know, you just get, you wake up, you do this, you do that, you watch some TV, you go to sleep, and you do it again, you know? And I think a lot of times people have to ask themselves, you know, what am I here for? What am I doing? If I'm just, am I going through the day to get to the next day, you know? Am I doing these things just to keep my eyes open, just to stay alive, you know? I think that becomes a harder and harder question to answer for some people sometimes. And when people ask themselves that question, sometimes it leads to like a depressing answer. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going for. And I'm just, and yeah, I just feel like I'm going day to day. I know when I was in my early 20s, I was like, man, what am I doing? I wake up, I try to find something to smoke, maybe play a game, I go to work, I come home, and then I don't do anything. And I hated that because I wanted to be working towards something. I wanted to, my expectations when I was younger was that, you know, I'd get older and something would happen. I would get older and something would change, or I would get older and then all of a sudden, you know, adult life could begin. You know, that's how you felt. Like life could just begin after that, you know? And when I turned into quote unquote an adult, nothing changed. I realized that I still had to get the motivation myself. I still had to try on my own. You know, it was crazy, you know. I felt unprepared to be an adult. Like, I was an adult before I even knew I was, you know? And, until I decided to figure out what I want. Like really figure out what I want. Things felt pretty empty or just kind of pointless. You know, you could say that it took me a while to... I'm happy with my life because I'm going for things, you know? The first thing that I really turned my attention towards, the first big thing that I really turned my attention towards was moving out here to Arizona. I was born in Illinois. And I love my life, but there's ups and downs. Yes, and that's natural for everyone. There's ups and downs for everyone. It's just how we deal with those ups and downs that differs, you know? But once I started turning my attention towards goals, like Arizona, right now the goal is 5,000 subscribers, right? We all know that goal, right? Do we? We should. I've been saying it in the videos. Well, not in the last couple, but I mentioned it not too long ago. 5,000 subscribers. We're almost there. And then my goal be, you know, Twitch being a bigger goal. I mean, not Twitch, YouTube being a bigger goal. But I found that I'm a lot more, you know, enthusiastic about days or enthusiastic about life in general when I have something that I'm going towards. Does that mean that I always have to be working myself? Does that mean that I always have to be tired? Does that mean that I always have to be, like, working myself to the bone? No. Not necessarily. But it does mean that in order to feel... At least for myself, now I'm just saying this because this is what I experienced, and if it's different for you, then it's different for you. But at the very least, I know that when I have my attention focused on something that I'm working towards, my emotions, everything is a lot more stable, and I can handle things a lot more than I usually could. If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things. And, I talked about that a little bit. You know, having a goal helps you move forward. You feel a little bit better, distracted from the idle thoughts of depression. You know, that happens when you leave your mind to think about whatever you want. A lot of times it goes to something bad. You go to sleep at night, and you're way in there, you can't go to sleep, and all of a sudden you start thinking about, what if this person died? And you're like, oh my God, if this person died, it would suck. If you leave your mind to go idle and just run off on its own, a lot of time it'll run off and it'll do weird things. So you keep your mind in line. You have goals. You have things that you want to work towards. You know, my first goal in life that I think I had was move to Arizona. Now my next goal in life is 5,000 subscribers. After that, it's 10,000 subscribers. But I keep running with a goal in front of me. And if I keep running with that goal in front of me, I will get to my destination and then I can make a new destination. But if I'm just walking around aimlessly, wandering around the desert, you know, I'm gonna get thirsty real quick. I'm gonna get tired real quick. And my mind is going to wander real quick. So I try to keep it in line with these morning motivations. So that's what we're doing here. Expert Knifer, it's been a while. I haven't seen you. How you doing? I love seeing people I haven't seen in a while. It's nice to see you guys. Battlegrounds Animations, what's up? Moria Gamaj, what's up? Are you going to play Valorant? No, I do not play Valorant. And in fact, I do not play games in this first stream. At 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, I play my games. Here's my schedule so that you guys can see and you guys can be back for the right stream if you want to be here while we're playing games. What time do you start the gaming stream again? 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So usually about 2 hours from now, from this stream. This has been the Morning Motivation Podcast. If you've gotten to this point, geez Louise, I can't believe it. I'm surprised myself, even in this short podcast. Thanks for listening and if you enjoyed it, go ahead and leave me a comment on the YouTube channel so I see it. I don't even know how to find the comments on all of these different podcast channels. Thanks again for listening, guys. Take it easy. See you later. Peace.